All right, we are here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager at the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific regions. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the Super Bowl is coming up, and if you're into, you know, sports, football, you're really getting ready to root for your team. And this is a prime opportunity for scammers to also take advantage of that intense passion for the game. So talk to me a little bit. What kind of Super Bowl-related scams are we seeing right now?
You know, one thing we've seen on BBB Scam Tracker is people ordering jerseys and just simply not receiving them and or prepaying for jerseys and then not getting their money back or not getting the jersey. And a lot of times this comes from, you might get an email about a great deal on a jersey, because a lot of times these jerseys can be very expensive, you know. And so a lot of times the scammers will, you know, fish into your social media or your email, trying to lure you in with like this great deal. And obviously we always talk about, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. And that's where a lot of these scams fall, is just great deals that people are really seeking out and they're not turning out. And then once they don't turn out, trying to get money back or a return isn't always working out.
Now, you know, there is a such thing as a good deal, and maybe people who are on the lookout for a good deal, they're kind of nervous. You know, they don't want to pay top dollar if there's a good deal. So kind of explain how consumers can differentiate between a truly good deal and maybe something that is too good to be true, like you were saying.
You know, the best thing to do is make sure you are, if you're going through a retailer, either make sure you know who they are, you've dealt with them before, they're a major retailer, or you're taking the time to stop and do a little research. If it's an online boutique or an online website you just haven't heard before, the best thing to do before you click purchase is to stop, maybe do a Google search, go on BBB.org, see if they have a business profile, see if you can find some reviews, if people have had problems. So just doing your research for just a minute can really save you time and money.
And you mentioned, you know, there can be not a lot of recourse for somebody who's made a bad purchase, but what are some things that people who've made a bad purchase can do to maybe try to recoup the money or at least let other people know about their experience? What's some recourse they have?
Well, the best thing to do to protect yourself when purchasing things online or from somewhere you're not sure of is use a credit card. A lot of times your credit card company can help you out versus if you use your debit card. And then also always never wire money or use gift cards to pay for anything. That's definitely a huge red flag. And then also just making sure, like we discussed, using your research, looking for a business profile on BBB. And then if you do get scammed, we at the Better Business Bureau don't want you to feel embarrassed. These scammers are very good at their con. They're very good at what they do. So we would appreciate if you'd go on BBB Scam Tracker, which is on our main site, bbb.org/scamtracker, and report what has happened to you. That's just a way that you can be a great neighbor and warn those around you that this has happened to you, and maybe to prevent that from happening to them.
All right. Well, we have been here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager at the Better Business Bureau, and with Super Bowl just around the corner, helping us make sure that, you know, our passion for the game, rooting for our team, isn't taken advantage of by scammers. So thank you so much.
Thank you.